Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I was reading this morning, and you know, I've been going over these. It's studies in abundant living, and they're just talking about how, you know, you got to believe. There's nothing stronger than the faith in Christ. You can't have more faith. You have faith in Christ. That's it. You're righteous. That's the goal, is to get to that believing that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, you believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, safety or preservation. You say it, you believe it, bam, you have the faith of Christ, that's it. But believing is what really matters at that point. You have to believe. You have to believe what the word says. That's having a firm conviction. You got to believe what it says in the word, and you got to stand on that stuff and walk out on it. So when you read the word, believe what it says and do the things that are in it. And it's not about man's theology. It's not about what you're taught at church. It's about the word. What does the word say? And staying in that word. I was reading in Matthew chapter 5 this morning, and this just blessed me, because sometimes it's not easy to do some of this stuff. Be good. Chapter 5, verse 44. Well, actually, verse 43. It says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for them, or on behalf of them which despitefully use you and persecute you." It is not easy to pray for your enemies. There's also a place in here, I don't know where it is, where if you see him struggling, like if you're finally winning, don't gloat in it. Pray for him. It's kind of wild. Verse 45, "that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and setteth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same?" And I think about this a lot. Like, even back then, they didn't like their politicians. Even back then, I think it's been forever. Nobody, I mean, either side, nobody likes them because they lie to you. And that's what it's saying here in the word. "For if ye love them which love you, what reward have you?" It's not just about loving the people that love you. You got to love everybody. Now, you don't need to be around everybody, but you love them. Verse 47. "And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect as your Father, your heavenly Father." You know, you got to pray for people and you got to love people. Now, I have no idea why I was reading this morning, because I'm not really in this mood where I'm against people. You know what I mean? But it was showing me. I mean, I was reading, and it's like, where do I want to go in life now? Like, where am I? Like, what's the new goal? What's the new thing I'm trying to accomplish? And am I believing that I'm going to get there? Because I've been pounded, man. And I don't know if you've been pounded. I mean, God's really tested and tried and removed the dross. It talks about how he'll remove the dross out of you, which is if you refine silver, it's the impurities in silver. He's going to remove that stuff from your life till you become a vine or vessel. What do you believe, and where are you standing? I wanted to finish up with this. If you jump down to, I'm going to do verse 5 in chapter 6, and this has to do with praying. "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." It's not about praying to be seen of men. Verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret." It doesn't say to pray to Jesus Christ. It says to pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. When you pray, it's not about saying the same thing over and over again. And what's ironic about this is it's antithetical to what's been taught. You don't do the Lord's Prayer. You don't. It's not about that repetition. It's about praying prayers of personal need to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. There's another place in here where it talks about anything through his name, through Christ's name. That's why you pray to God and you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ, is because it's biblical. And when you pray, you don't use vain repetition. You pray actual prayers to God of things that you need. And he will come through every time. Pray those big prayers. Pray the small prayers. Put everything in his hands. Every thought that you have that you're freaking out about, give it to God. Let him take care of it and build the believing that he will. Pray the big prayers. Pray the small prayers. When you pray, again, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. But you do lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I just pray for all the things I was talking to you about this morning, that you either give me guidance or take care of those situations. I pray for today that it's laid out and I can accomplish the things that need to get accomplished, and that the weight of what needs to get done is off my shoulders. I also pray that you bring the right people in, that we should be hiring. I go back and forth. That you just take care of that whole situation. I thank you for the increase of the business. You continually open up those doors. And I thank you for the abilities you've given each and every one of us, for the people that we work with, for the product that's going out. I thank you for my golf game. So very thankful that it's coming around. And again, I thank you for your believers, your son, what he does for us, and just the following years that you take care of each and every moment. I lift up a great day to you in the name of Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.